This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
So, kicking off here, the third hour, of course, you're welcome to bring up anything you want. We've been talking about how what few things that there are left to do around and about, because if you're in like New York State, you have almost nothing. They've banned comedy acts. They've banned anything except for non-ticketed music at local bars. You can't have ticketed music. You can't advertise the musicians.
So you can get like the one acoustic guitar playing, you know, person,
right,
kind of thing. That's really about it.
And yeah, you can't tell people that he's there.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know if, you know, are they going to start going after customers who show up and immediately notate that, oh my God, James Hetfield is here from Metallica or whatever, and they send that out on their social media. We're at the watering hole here on Main Street, and, you know, there's this band here. Is that now going to be a crime to tell your buddies to come down to the bar?
Because there's a band there? But this would be a good time to take a page out of some bands that have done what I call guerrilla gigs, right? There was a band out of Seattle called Quickie. I think they hold the world's record for most gigs in a day. But they would before they broke that record, they would do this thing where they would load up in their van and they would kind of have the drum kit set up in the van already. They would have a PA in there with some sort of, you know, power source or running off an RV battery or something like that. And they would just pull up in front of wherever. And
in the parking lot.
Wherever, right? The side of the road, a sidewalk in the middle of downtown, big city, you know, kind of thing. And they would just jump out of the van and the singer would jump out with a wireless mic and they would just perform a gig right there instantaneously. And then, you know, as soon as they were done, they'd only play like a couple few songs,
and then they get
back in the van.
Get out before the cops can show up.
Yeah, and then head to the next place. I think is the time for musicians to start doing more guerrilla gigs.
Hit and run.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, go to these places where there are people, right? But and maybe they used to have music, and then spontaneously entertain them by showing up in front of the place putting on a spontaneous gig.
That's a great idea. More spontaneity is going to be needed here, just if for any other reason, to get around the enforcement. Because eventually somebody's going to snitch, and the cops are going to come, and they're going to ruin everybody's fun. So let's talk about the 100% capacity. That sounds really good. Hey, restaurants in New Hampshire, which is where we live right now, in other states, your mileage may vary. Some states are not allowing restaurants to reopen. Some it's 25% capacity. Some it's 50% capacity. But finally, New Hampshire gets to 100% capacity across the whole state. According to WMUR, the restaurants are now able to open at 100% as long as they continue to follow reopening guidelines. Lines, including 6 feet distance between parties, said Governor Chris Sununu on Friday, also known as His Excellency. Previously, restaurants in six northern New Hampshire counties were able to operate at 100% capacity, but the southern counties were restricted to 50%. However, now since there have been no signs of increased coronavirus spread in those areas, that said allowed them to reopen at 100%. However, is it really 100% capacity if part of the rules state that you have to have distance between the parties?
It sounds like no.
I'm going to say if you're at one quote 100% capacity, but yet you have to X out every other table because...
How could that be 100% capacity?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a very, very poor lie.
The change comes after News 9 reported the bar and restaurant owners were concerned about cooler weather ahead, making it impossible to continue outdoor seating. Restaurant owners said that without easing...
Right. Like, you know, if you're running a restaurant in Florida, you're going to do a lot better than if you're running a restaurant in Buffalo.
Yep. So they said they needed to have the indoor dining restrictions ease, Sununu, or else they wouldn't survive. Sununu said that if COVID-19 numbers begin trending worse in the state, the decision could be revisited, but a single outbreak would likely not lead to new restrictions. He said it would be possible to reimpose restrictions on certain counties.
Here's what I hear when you say that. I might allow you to do some of this, but remember,
I'm in charge.
I can bring this hammer down at any time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what he is saying. And it does, again, you know, beg the question, have there been any bar owners or restaurateurs or any business owners at all who have actually been fined? I haven't heard about it out here. I did ask the police department. Now, this was back in May, so it probably should be done again, but I did it back in May, asking, all right, I want to get a Freedom of Information Act request. I want you to give me data, information about any contacts that you've made officially, as far as like, have you given a written warning or any kind of written fine to any local businesses in Keene? Now, this was before the mask mandate, so I'm just talking about violations of the governor's orders, right? So, and what spurred me to do this was a local bar had received a written threat. Not a fine,
yeah,
but a threat that the fine was coming.
A stern threat letter.
Right, a threat that they could pull his license, a threat that he could be fined, a threat that he would be fined if he continued allowing people to, hang out on the porch without masks on. And I received surprisingly, it only took them a week. I expected they were going to delay more than 30 days. I figured I'd be waiting months before they'd give me any kind of response. Surprisingly, they got back to me within a week, and the only response I got was that one letter that they had written to that one business.
So they did fess up to the one.
They did.
Okay.
They did. But and they wouldn't have necessarily known that I knew about that.
Right, right.
Right? I didn't tip my hat that I was already aware that they'd done this once. So that was all they provided, was just that one letter. Now, again, this was back in May, so maybe there's been more since then. I certainly have heard stories of them threatening. I heard a story that they threatened a gym owner here in Keene. But that was a verbal threat,
right.
So there's no written evidence of that happening.
Right.
There may have been something in the call log for that particular day at that particular time, but as far as an actual written warning, they never got that far, because that guy ended up just closing that business and moving it into an industrial zone where snitches would be less likely to see him letting customers into his business. So he just changed his business model because of those threats.
Hmm.
So I think that the threats generally work. That, you know, business owners will cave if they were allowing their customers to get away with certain things. As soon as the threats start to heat up, they cave in and they just do what they're told. So I think we actually have not yet had anyone be brought a fine. I told one business owner who was worried about this, the guy that had the dance floor, who was told, again, verbally by the Department of Health that he was not to allow people to dance on his dance floor. So if you're a couple and you want to go out dancing, sorry, you can't do that. So I told him, hey, look, if you get one of these fines, I would like to take it to court.
Right.
I'll take it to court for you. I'm not an attorney or anything like that, but if you want to, you can authorize me and say, you are now the authorized representative of my business, and I authorize you to take this to court on my behalf. I think you could totally do that.
This headline that you have here, though, from WMUR, saying something like
100% capacity.
Effective immediately, all New Hampshire restaurants can operate at 100% capacity. This is like saying if you are living in the United States of America, you are 100% free.
But it's just false.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly better than 50% capacity, but it's still not freedom. It's still not the ability to choose.
It ain't North Korea either.
So, I mean, New Hampshire, as far as its, you know, relative freedoms compared to other states, it's got a lot of wins, but as far as the crackdown on corona and, you know, the crackdown on business, it has not been the freest of states. It's been an embarrassment. And whether or not Sununu is actually going to be vulnerable, that's the current governor here in New Hampshire, in this election, is a big question that remains to be seen. So I don't know. We're actually going to conduct a poll this week, and I'm hiring a polling company to actually, like, ask the question that none of the polling companies have asked yet,
right,
which is to say, how are you going to vote in the primary? There have been no polls that have asked that question at all. And so our guy, Nobody, who is one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, changed his name to Nobody, is running for governor, has been in no polls. Neither has the other lady who's challenging Sununu.
Hmm.
All of the polls just presume Sununu's going to win, and then they ask questions like, well, if Sununu is up against Democrat A in the general election, for whom will you vote? And then they ask, if Sununu is up against Democrat B, the other Democrat candidate for the primary, for whom will you vote? So they're completely excluding the other challengers to Sununu
from the Republican primary.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Max Welch is scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DinoVite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The DinoVite is a big part of Max Welch's diet.
He gets DinoVite. How happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Also, want to make sure you know about Intercoin. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
All right, so we've been talking about the coronavirus response, the crackdown on freedom, the crackdown on business, and of course, yes, Mark?
Well, I was just preparing to say, what I want to know from people is what marker, if you're in support of the sort of the lockdowns, the mask mandates, you know, whatever it is, whatever you think is sort of acceptable intrusion in our lives from the state, what is the point at which we can return to normal? Is it nobody dies of corona ever on the planet?
Our co-host?
What's that?
No. Nobody our co-host?
Oh, no, I hate that.
Oh, sorry.
So I call him Pope Nobody to avoid disambiguation.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
But it's a real word, and nobody means nobody. And so... Yeah, the whole idea that somehow we're going to just go on with this new normal, everybody's wearing a mask over their face, this isn't good for us.
No, it's not.
It's not good for human beings to not be able to see other human beings' faces.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because you were praising the masks not 2 weeks ago.
No, I like the idea that I can wear a mask out in public if that's what I wish. I think people should be able to do that, and I don't think you could do that before from a social standpoint.
So you're remember when this all began, they were like, we just need 2 weeks to flatten the curve, whatever it was. 2 weeks was what they said, right?
Yeah.
I saw an article today, I didn't bring it in for show prep, that says, well, if we do everything right, we might be able to go back to normal in two years.
Yeah.
So how quickly it changes from 14 days to 24 months.
I think that people are just going to, at some point, just abandon all of this.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
It seems like mass compliance to me.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's going to go the other way, because we have a precedent for when this type of thing happens, and that is the advent of the TSA and all of that mumbo-jumbo post-9/11 stuff that they implemented, which still hasn't gone away.
Nope. Yeah,
it was a permanent change. It was all supposed to be temporary, remember? It was all supposed to be temporary. Oh, we're only going to have these alerts for the first 6 months, right? The Patriot Act. Oh, it's only temporary. We have to renew this every year, and you know, or we'll revisit it at the end of the year, and then it's renewed perpetually, right? So they've done all of this stuff. Politicians are not going to let this power grab go.
No,
they
don't think so either.
They're going. It will take kicking and screaming for them to let this go.
Enough kicking.
We are now in an advanced state of dystopia.
Well. Okay,
yeah,
I hear your advocation. However, the difference between what happened at 9/11 was a whole bunch of new government jobs were created. Mm-hmm. Basically, new union employees were kicked into place. Whereas right now, I don't know of any new jobs that have been created, no COVID jobs that have been created for the state. And basically, it's just a new set of rules. Mm-hmm. And nobody seems to like
it. Well, they're being obeyed in mass quantity with huge numbers of people who are seemingly welcoming these restrictions. I mean, again, remember Captain said 80% of the season ticket holders at the Green Bay Packers decided they were going to just stay home. I mean, that's dramatic numbers of compliance. And they didn't have to comply. They could have gone in, you know, and done their socially distanced visit to the stadium, but they just chose not to go at all.
And I want to point out, too, I don't know if you've ever seen it, because you guys you pay a little more attention to actual politics than I do. I tend to ignore them because I think they're all bastards. But has there ever been a time in history when so many governors have been able to write things down with the swipe of a pen that are then considered law?
That are even paid attention to. I mean, your right. typical governor's orders are not even on the radar of the average person.
Right.
But now, all these governors have been able to get all kinds of attention for themselves. I mean, this guy in New York is on TV every single day or whatever, just yammering off about whatever BS that he's cramming down people's throats. Yeah. I mean, these people have made themselves more relevant in people's lives than they've ever been, and not in a good way.
Right. So we saw the advent of, like, the presidential order, right? He signs a thing, and, like, it just happens, right? And that had never happened previously, you know, that I'm aware of.
No, that's been going on for forever.
Well, right, but, like, they were very few and far between, and now the quantity of those increased. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing that being pushed down to the state level, where governors now have this executive order type of power.
Which they've had.
Right?
They've had that.
And but they're using it now,
yes.
right, more frequently than they ever have, and simultaneously.
And they're not stopping. The emergency continues to be extended, so they have to keep reauthorizing.
Kicking the can down the road.
Right. And it's similar in most of the states. Obviously, there's slight differences between them, but generally, the governor can declare a state of emergency, and that lasts for a certain set period of time. And then once that set period of time comes up, he then has to redeclare that the emergency is continuing, so he can keep the powers that the legislature has said that he may have. Right. So a lot of this is legislated.
A lot of this is constitutional. I mean, honestly, governors have much more power than, say, the president or a mayor. And if they can declare a state of emergency, they can do a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate, but it's probably true.
I mean, just consider, America, that we were all put under house arrest. We were quarantined the first time in history, quarantining healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Quarantined, we were put under house arrest with no habeas corpus rights. There was no ability to go to court and say, hey,
did anyone try?
I've been locked up. How could you? The court was closed.
That's true.
Yep. I've been locked up without a trial, without a body of evidence. The idea that this could occur in America is insane. And look, I get it. People were scared. People are scared, but that's not a reason. It never has been a reason to take other people's rights.
In my opinion, it's not going to stop. It's only going to continue to increase.
Right. I don't believe the claim that it's going to end after the election. There have been people saying that. That's bunk.
If you follow history and you compare empires and their rise and demise, right? It's my opinion that we are on the downside of the empire known as the United States of America.
That's a question that I have had for some time, ladies and gentlemen. Is the United States still on the rise as far as its shining star, or is it fading now? Have we reached the pinnacle of whatever the United States was in history?
Yeah.
Is it on its way down? How long does it have?
And when was the pinnacle?
And when was the pinnacle?
Yeah, that's a good question. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Make a note. Let's ask that again.
Yeah.
Coming up here in moments, give people a chance to ruminate on that. You can call in and answer it, or bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if it is on the decline, how fast before it's all over?
I did say when.
Yeah. 855, 450, free. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House passed a bill giving $25 billion in emergency funds to the United States Postal Service and reversing recent cost-cutting operational changes. Democrats are seeking to reinforce the agency ahead of the November election, when many voters are expected to cast mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. The vote passed 257 to 150 in the Democratic-controlled House, earning some support from Republicans who expressed concerns about delayed mail. The bill is likely to meet significant opposition in the GOP-led Senate. The rare Saturday session in August comes amid national uproar over mail interference, but had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus relief for unemployed people and small businesses. Remember, you can stay updated with anything going on in the news world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A delivery driver has been arrested in Oregon for a series of highway shooting incidents, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The UPS driver's in police custody after allegedly firing shots from his truck at vehicles along Interstate 5 in southwest Oregon on seven separate occasions since May. State police arrested 49-year-old Kenneth Ayers of Rosenberg. One person was injured, a woman who was shot last Thursday, the day that Ayers was arrested. He's now facing multiple charges, including attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty on Friday and has been being held on $1 million bail. I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Laura and Tropical Storm Marco are now organizing quickly and beginning to gain strength after a few days of struggling to survive. Both systems are forecast to make landfall next week along the Gulf Coast, one day apart and only miles from each other. Two hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at one time would be the first in history. The governors of Louisiana and Mississippi have both declared states of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything you want. Or you can answer the question that, Mark, you asked us a moment ago about... Is the United States in the decline of a nation?
Well, is it on the rise or the decline? Mm-hmm. I mean, but there's, are we at the pinnacle?
It would be hard to say this was a rise because, I mean, there's definitely, at least in the moment, a serious decline in the economy going on. So it would be hard for anybody, I think, to argue that this is still part of whatever the rise might have been.
Well, you could make the claim that the whole world is suffering, the United States is suffering less. So... I don't think that's the case necessarily, because basically you can't travel to the rest of the world in the United States, so it's not the greatest year to be an American citizen. You can't travel to Europe. But if I were to answer my own question,
which was what?
Are we on the rise or are we on the wane as far as the United States' empire? I know we don't want to use that term, but if we're looking at great civilizations over time, we can see they rise and they fall. There's usually a point where you can say, this is it, Caesar crossed the Rubicon, or whatever the situation might be.
But you usually only know that after the fact, right? Hindsight being 2020.
Right. I'm asking people to be amateur historians and kind of, hey, where do you think we're at? If I were to answer my own question, I would say that likely just basically the end of World War II would be the pinnacle of the U.S.'s sort of growth and situation. Or maybe...
Wasn't that right after a Great Depression, though?
Sure, but at that point, the rest of the world was smoking rubble.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at basically every place else that could manufacture a washing machine, right, they all were on fire. One of them was glowing from having two atomic bombs dropped on it. And I'm not sure Japan was even that mature of an economy.
So you're saying that at that point, the U.S. began to decline?
I think that somewhere in there, right, in that, let's call it the 40s, late 40s, the United States is at its pinnacle, and that it began its slow decline.
If I were to answer your question, I would say it's whenever the money went away from being backed by gold. And I mean,
that was the 70s.
I mean,
right?
Functionally went away, so it's well before that.
Oh, you're talking about like the 30s or whatever.
Yeah. So that might be right in the same time frame, Mark. I'm not certain.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. The toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Bill is in Erie, Pennsylvania, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, good morning. If I could just ask you a quick question, then a comment on what I think of the decline of America. Hey, I watched the Democratic debate. Did you fellas watch it?
I'm so sorry.
You mean the National Convention?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I kind of dozed in, dozed out quite a bit. But, you know, fellas, one thing I observed, as much bashing as they did against Donald Trump, that I don't recall anybody bringing up the fact that he was impeached. Am I right or wrong?
I wouldn't be able to tell you one way or the other.
I paid zero attention to the Democrats, and I will pay zero attention to the Republicans when they have their little convention.
Well, a couple of my friends said, and I was really kind of shocked because that was one of the only things they had got accomplished. Nancy Pelosi made it very clear. He's impeached forever. But, boy, they just stayed. I think they stayed away from it because they would have had to start explaining why the hearings, the Horowitz report came out and said there was no evidence, and all those Democrats raised their hand saying there was no evidence. The same people that are on late-night talk shows out there saying there was, during those hearings, they weren't. So, fellas, I think they stayed away from them. They stayed away from that. Because
If they stayed away from it, they stayed away from it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think they would have rubbed it in.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been an accident. Nobody for the course of 3 days at the Democratic National Convention mentioned the impeachment. Sir. So if they stayed away from it, and I don't know, but if they did, they did it on purpose.
So, Bill, what's your answer as far as the American rise and decline?
Well, fellas, I've been going on a local channel a lot, and I've been saying, hey, folks, we better start paying attention, and instead of just getting hung up on and called a conspiracy theorist after they hang up on you, we better start asking the question, why does our dollar bill have a pyramid on the back with Novus Ordis Orum written on it?
We don't do that.
Which means New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
It's on there for a reason, and I'm not the one to put it on there, so I hope you don't.
I don't know if you answered the question. I mean, those are interesting questions that you've asked, but that didn't answer Mark's question about whether you think America is in decline or still reaching toward its peak. What do you think about that?
I think the world is in decline, fellas. I think the Bible also tells us that the last world order, a day is wage for a loaf of bread. If we keep borrowing in trillions and trillions of dollars every 3 months, come on, we all know Jesus said that last kingdom is going to be a raiser of taxes as well. If you read the Word of God in the book of Daniel, chapter 10 talks about the all raiser of taxes in that last. And then Jesus warns us, fellas, that last kingdom, you won't be able to buy or sell without a mark. We're going to a cashless society. I mean, they're using the COVID-19 virus to say they want to track us.
There's definitely a lot of concerning things that are happening out there. I don't know if Jesus predicted all of it, but I definitely appreciate, you know, the concern. And thank you for the call tonight, Bill. Mark, you look like you wanted to respond.
I'm deciding whether I want to say anything or not.
Okay. You had that look, though.
Yeah. Well, here's what I got to say. I really
As a former
wish.
Christian who went to Christian school.
Sure, I'll call myself a Christian now. I don't care about the labels in particular. I mean, do I believe that there's an afterlife? Yes. Do I believe that there's a God? Yes. Do I believe that it would have been really nice of God if he visited Earth to have I don't know, written down the functional rules of humanity for us. That would have been really awesome. Instead of, you know, having them dictate, you know, having them put down by people who knew his disciples decades later, the idea that I might be sent to hell to burn because somebody wrote down what somebody said about what Jesus said. I mean, I find that a little weird. If the Bible is there to talk about rules of conduct, God could have scribbled that stuff out in a few pages while he was here for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been really nice. You know, wash your hands after your poop. Don't claim to own people as slaves. You know, whatever. Punching people in the face for no reason is evil. Whatever the set of rules are that we put in place. I mean, because the Bible was not clear on slavery. It was not clear even on hygiene.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Charlie's in Alamogordo, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Charlie.
Hey, guys. It's me again.
Hey, Charlie.
I talked to you before about that Border Patrol agent thing and the state police officer giving me a ticket. But nonetheless, I want to answer your question first.
Yeah.
About the rise and decline. I think we've been in decline.
Since when?
Since about 9/11. Truly, since 9/11, it really has.
Okay. I think that's a good point.
As far as turning people amongst each other, as far as neighbor against neighbor, making us think that they're
on the radio. Oh, that's too bad. He was saying interesting things.
Yeah, I know it's easy to get worked up, and you know, I've made the faux pas, but yeah, we can't have that.
But I do agree with where he was coming from. I think that he's making a strong argument that 9/11 was a huge turning point in a bad way for the United States. Now, there wasn't a whole lot of economic disaster that came as a result of that, like there is now. But it was definitely a turning point in that people accepted a lot bigger government, and that the government got a heck of a lot more invasive into our lives. And as he was pointing out, people are afraid of each other because of 9/11, and now even worse than 9/11. It used to be that they were afraid of brown people or men with turbans or, you know, somebody with a Middle Eastern accent, and that was bad. Yeah. But now it's even worse. Now they're afraid of absolutely everyone that comes within 6 feet of them, even their neighbors.
Their own family.
Yeah, and in some cases, their own family. And it's just so sad. I mean, you got kids who aren't able to see their grandparents in the hospital. They're on their deathbed. I mean, it is just, it's bad. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. If you want to answer the question about, is America in decline? At which point did it begin declining? How much more time do we have left? Now, that's, of course, impossible to really know, because sometimes things crumble much faster than anticipated. All I can do is hope that that's the case here, and that Trump's the last president we'll ever have.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into any one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And we do this thing 7 nights a week, by the way, so you get all kinds of opportunities. If you don't get in tonight, you can just call tomorrow. Or the next day, or whatever it is that you want to express yourself. With you here, it's Ian,
the Captain,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can follow us on a few different social medias, such as, we got Mastodon, which is the alternative to Twitter. It's a decentralized alternative, federated alternative. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com, follow our Mastodon profile there. That's T-O-O-T, toot. .freetalklive.com. We also have our Telegram channel. The same content is posted on all these things that I'm going to tell you about here, so whichever one's your preference. Telegram.freetalklive.com. Telegram, one of the most popular chat apps on the planet. Kudos to them. They just added video conferencing ability, so you can now have a video chat with your friend or loved one or total stranger or whatever you want to do there on Telegram. Great little app. Telegram.freetalklive.com. Follow our channel there. And for those of you that are still on Twitter, we do still have an account. They may take it down. You never know. But while it's there, you can find it at twitter.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the rise and the decline of the United States. Don't think it can't happen here. It happens to all so-called nations eventually. Question is, when's it going to happen, or did it already occur?
I mean, again, I believe that we are in the midst of the decline.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I concur with that the peak has been reached.
And you guys are saying it was around the 30s or the 40s, basically?
It was either, well, economically speaking, I believe that it was before the creation of the Federal Reserve, which would have been, you know, pre-1913. So, you know, 1890, somewhere around the turn of the century, something along, you know, economically speaking. And I say that because of Rome, right? If you want to look at something to compare it to, it's always the currency, right? When Rome started shaving little bits off their coins and, you know, making their money worth less, you know, inflating it, counterfeiting, all that kind of thing, that's kind of the sign of their decline, economically speaking. So that's why I point to that particular time frame.
Yeah, usually they clipped coins. The government would clip coins, and then the shaving was done by unscrupulous people.
Right.
But anyway,
other unscrupulous
people. Non-official unscrupulous people. Yeah, so I had previously taken like the late 40s. Basically, the United States emerges from World War II. The rest of the world is smoking rubble, and that the United States is the big boy on the block. I think in conversation during the break with the captain here that I may want to retract that. So competition in all arenas makes the competitors better. And the state, even though it is an inefficient organization, is made better by a competitive state. There were two superpowers from, you know, the 40s through the 90s, the early 1989, basically. And I do believe the United States was made better. So, like, they put a man on the moon post World War II. Well, whatever. Okay, they make a claim, and the vast majority of people believe that they put a man on the moon. As to whether or not that's true, I do not care to argue about it. But
the hell else did they do better, though? I mean, in that case, there was a direct competition between those two entities to get to the moon or whatever, but or to do space racy things.
Well, I mean, it's something that no government has ever achieved before or since, and that in of itself is a pretty impressive thing that they did. So I may want to say that the peak is the fall of the Berlin Wall, and essentially
so 1989.
That time from 89 to 2001 when the World Trade Center is struck, and what you now have is a decentralized state, terrorism, right? So a state is an organization that rules by threat of violence. The reason that, you know, that law-abiding citizens will tell you that you need the state is because not them, but everybody else will, you know, revert to a Hobbesian state. If
state of nature,
state of nature. If we simply don't have this, right? They're gonna kill my grandma or whatever the claim is. And
government is bad, but the alternative is worse, is what they would have you believe.
Right. So government institutionalizes violence, monopolizes violence, and says this is where we are the violence, and if you are violent, we will be violent against you. And then they say, not only can we stop violence, but we can get a bunch of money, and we can make everybody listen to all the ridiculous crap we say, and like, and then they realize what they've got, right? And and obviously this happens along the way. So when essentially what terrorism is a decentralized government. I mean, the reason they couldn't rout out the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or whomever these, because it was an idea, it wasn't an organization. They took out Iraq in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But they couldn't, it took them decades to rout out, you know, these criminals that are this handful of religious nuts out there that were causing all this problem. And they'd have you believe right now, if it wasn't for the fear surrounding COVID, they'd have you believe that these religious nuts are still causing all kinds of problems. And maybe they are. I have no idea. So I think that a centralized state, is falling to sort of decentralized notions. Decentralization and disruption are occurring in every marketplace at faster and faster rates. We're getting technological boosts all the time as human beings.
Sure.
And I think that the very concept of a centralized, powerful state is at risk. today.
Thank goddess. It's about time.
Well,
and you're right. It is the decentralized tools like Bitcoin, for instance, that are helping.
But I want it to morph in a orderly and peaceful fashion. Mm. I'm not looking for an
the
absolute
history of the world
collapse.
Suggests that it won't be that way, but it'd be nice.
I kind of feel like, and I think I've said this on the show before, that when the United States of America does break up or whatever it is, that it's going to look a lot like what happened in the former Soviet Union.
Well, I guess
except
I should study
we're not
that a little
starving
more.
As much, right? Like there's not.
Right, but I mean, as far as what happens, right? Mm-hmm. They had already sort of sub governments, right? So everything just sort of went down to the next level, right? So I could easily see every state becoming its own independent nation
once again.
Once again,
as it once was,
as it was planned to be. But like, you know, everything just sort of reduced. The federal government dissolves. You know, maybe a couple of states get together and form a new state, or maybe some states will break into, you know, different sections and become their own thing or whatever. A couple of those things might happen, I think. But by and large, the most comfortable thing, I think, for people to do and the reaction would be to just be like, oh, well, instead of being a state as part of a union, now we're just our own country.
That would be the easiest thing, and I hope that it goes that direction. Let's go to the phones. Walter is on the line in Daytona Beach listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Walter.
Hi, good evening. Hey. I'd like to try to take a crack at your question.
Yes,
I think you're on the right track. I believe that I'm almost 60 years old, so I got a few years on you, but
mm-hmm. Just a few.
No, I believe that only opinion, but yeah, I believe the decline began when competition started to arise throughout the rest of the world.
What kind of competition?
The end of World War II, we were the last, you know, man standing, if you will.
Yep.
We couldn't make a washing machine anywhere, really, but the United States, at least at a good price point. And after that, you know, I remember when I was a kid and I was looking at Life magazine, I was looking at a picture of people from China. I think it was like right around 1970, 1968, right around the time of the Apollo launching for the moon. And I asked my mom, I go, why are they plowing that field with an ox? I asked my mom that. Mm-hmm. She says, because they're an agrarian society. I go, I don't understand. She goes, well, they're not developed like we are. And that, I'll never forget that. And now, you know, we've for the sake of the stock market, we've packaged everything up. You take a company, you tear it down, you lay out a 3-inch pad of concrete, 10,000 square feet, put up an aluminum building or steel building with some insulation in it, and then send all your tool and die equipment overseas, and you start making stuff. Well, after about 10, 15 years of that, they start copying it. So we gave everyone else kind of a head start. It's a natural decline. It's a natural progression of things. Nothing lasts forever.
Walter, I want to say thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight, and it's an interesting theory.
Yeah,
I don't know if I agree with it, because I think that if America were free, competition wouldn't be a problem, because we could outcompete. We'd be nimble. We'd be quick. We'd be whipping their butts. But America's not free, and so we've been crushed by government regulations, which is why outsourcing and things like that happened in the first place. But out of time tonight. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.